Gary, after what a bit of a difficult week for results, what a terrific performance that was. What a good reaction from your team.
Yeah, fantastic reaction, and I think much deserved in some ways. Much deserved because it's been, been a tough week. You know, you look back to the two games, not a lot of chances created in both games against us yet. We lost them both on very small margins, which we know the Championship's all about. And as because of our excellent form sort of leading up to February, all of a sudden, you know, the wheels have come off and we've hit a brick wall. So, but as it is, you know, we put another excellent performance in today. We needed to be better away from home, and I just felt today we needed to go as full of running as we could, a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher with a three in midfield. And I thought they definitely did that. But again, we took a bit of a gamble, trying one or two in positions. We want to learn something about them, give them an opportunity. They've waited patiently. Shots has come on loan, waited patiently. Thought he did excellent in his natural position, which we know. And Legsy looked assured, and his kicking certainly helps you away from home to get you up the pitch. So when we work hard, when we're organised, when we're disciplined, and when we add the goals, you know, rather than just creating chances when we finish them off, we're a good side.
There's a subtle difference, isn't there, between the formation midweek and this one, in that the three being further forward, Clayton Donaldson has got the chance to get in the box like he did 75 seconds in, but probably playing that 10, 15 yards higher up the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why we wanted to persevere. I think it's hard to judge whether someone like Clayton can play just off the left-hand side. Listen, we're not asking him to be a left winger. We're not asking him to go and take people on across the ball. We're asking him to get in the box and give us a goal threat, which we haven't had enough of in the team. You know, and he'll still run up and down that side of the pitch and defend for us. But if you look at our team, you know, the majority of our crosses come in from the right-hand side. That's our most productive side of a pitch. We get crosses into the box, but often we haven't really threatened the back post enough from the wide area. So, but he did that. The goal comes from it. Starts a little bit narrower. And like you say, you know, when you play three midfielders, he can just creep a little bit higher up the pitch and be in contact with Kyle. But you know, I was pleased today because I thought lots of things we did really, really well. Played with a real honesty and committed team defensive display. And actually, I can't remember Reading really having too many chances, if I'm being really honest. They had a lot of the ball. They passed it in front of us. But we actually had some really good opportunities on the break where we perhaps should have done better.
You mentioned Ryan Shotton early on. I mean, look, the goal is the icing on the cake, but his core job alongside Michael Morrison, he's put his hand up and said, look, I want to keep hold of this shirt.
Absolutely, yeah, but that's all you asked them to do. And again, it's harsh on Robbo and Specs, but I think the point is, I know exactly what those two are going to give me. So therefore, you know, if I keep playing the same players, what are we going to really learn? You know, we just got to learn one or two subtle lessons. Like I said pre-match, we don't want that to affect our chances of winning the game. But at the same time, we want to learn. You know, if Ryan Shotton goes back to Derby and we haven't seen him enough of him, how can we make a judgment if he might be a player that we would try to sign in the future? How can we make a judgment that, you know, he's done okay here? It's been difficult for him because we brought him in as a right back. But Cadza's form has been so good that, you know, he's found it hard to get a place there. So I think, again, you know, we've got to just learn some lessons. But, of course, we want to win as many games as we can in the process.